إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, in any business there are some essential financial documents that you have to prepare, and the first of them is something called the P&L account, P&L account, profit and loss account. The profit and loss account gives you the health of the business. I'm saying this because to remind myself and you of the importance of creating our own P&L account with respect especially to Ramadan. Because we have spent this month, and today might be the last day of this month. So what did we gain? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called this tijara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called this business. So what is the profit that we made in this business? And what is the loss that we made? Now, profits are fairly simple to assess because you know what you gained. But losses are of two kinds. One loss is a straight loss which you lose, and the second one is an opportunity cost which is also a loss. And sometimes the opportunity costs are higher than the actual loss. So we need to look at loss in both these terms. What is actually lost and what is the opportunity cost? What could you have done given the opportunity? What could you have gained but you didn't gain because you lost that opportunity? So when we do our assessment for the month of Ramadan, let us try to do that and say, what did we gain? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loaded the scales in our favor as far as good deeds are concerned, because for every one good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives 10 likewise, and then in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies that by 70, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives us the reward of fard for Nafil Ibadah, and so on and so forth. And people who are in Etikaf got more rewards. So everything is multiplied. And as I said, the scales are loaded in our favor. But what about the losses? One is the actual loss, which is doing things which we are not supposed to be doing, backbiting and slandering and so on and so forth. So all that, I don't have to give a list of the stuff. I'm sure you can guess for yourself. So what things have we been doing which we should not have been doing? Second point is lost opportunity. The whole month went past. How much Quran did you read? How much charity did you give? What did you do with the opportunity that you had? Including the opportunity for Etikaf, did you take advantage of it? Or you lost that opportunity? If you did take advantage of the opportunity, you came for Etikaf, then did you really benefit from the Etikaf, or was the Etikaf a hangout time and you socialized and so on? And if you look at what is the kind of ibadah you did, most of it was ibadah which is sleep. So what was it? I mean, I'm just saying that we need to look at. So all of these is opportunity cost. To say I had the opportunity, but I didn't really make much of it. The benefit of doing this profit and loss account, and I suggest that we do this with our lives on a daily basis, every night, this is the muhasibah that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked us to do. Every night, sit and look at how did you spend your day? What did you do today? And what was good in it, what was not good in it? So that you can make your next day a better day. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person for whom 2 days are equal has lost. 2 days must not be equal. Each day must be better than the previous day. And you can't say that until you measure. Because what you don't measure, you don't know. What you don't know, you can't control. What you can't control, you can't guarantee. That's the basic principle of all quality systems. So you have to measure what you are doing. And that measurement, the metrics are absolutely critical. And what are the metrics of our Ramadan? What did we gain? And what could we have gained but we didn't gain? And what did we actually lose? So this is the P&L account. I suggest that we sit down today and do it, because today is the last day, because we also have a chance now of rectifying that stuff. Make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on, and make up for whatever you can make up, because we still have one day at least. And if Allah wills and the moon is not sighted tonight, then we'll have another day tomorrow, inshallah. Wallahu alam. We have to see what happens in the evening. So very important to keep this in mind and make sure that we live our lives thoughtfully, inshallah. Right? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and to give you in keeping with His majesty and grace, and allow you to earn the maximum from this month of Ramadan. Also keep in mind the consolidation of those gains, that you, whatever you gain today, how can you keep that? That's very important, because good deeds get lost if you fall into bad deeds. You have some gains in terms of habits that you inculcated, thanks to Ramadan, thanks to Itikaf, thanks to Taraweeh, Qiyamul Layl and so on. How can you maintain those habits? Because if these habits are only situational from Ramadan to Ramadan, then it makes no sense. Because we don't know whether we will get the next Ramadan in any case. So the habits have to be consolidated. Whatever gain you got must remain with you. If it doesn't remain with you, then it's a loss. So keep that also in mind, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for you and to help you with His majesty and grace. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.